Masechet Chinam Perek Aleph Mishnah Aleph Chatos Oof Nasis Lamata the Chatos Behema Lamala. Chatos Oof is done Lamata underneath the Chura Sikra, and the Chatos Behema is done Lamala above the Chura Sikra. The Chura Sikra, the red line that goes around the Mizbeach, one Amma below the Sovev. The Sovev is a ledge that goes around the Mizbeach, six Ammas above the ground. Now this Chura Sikra marks the middle of the Mizbeach. And some behemoth the Hazar is done underneath the Chura Sikra, or some behemoth the Hazar is done Lamala from the Chura Sikra. The Chatas of Oaf, the Hazar is done underneath Chura Sikra. The Pasuk said, Vehiza midam achatas al kir hamizbeach, the Hazar is done on the kir hamizbeach. Vanishar bidam yimatei al yisod hamizbeach, and the rest of the dam is squeezed out to the yisod of the mizbeach. Yisod is one arm above the ground. So we learn out from here that the Hazar is done at the same place as the mitzui. Just like the mitzui, the squeezing of the dam, it's done underneath the Chura Sikra, the dam has to go down to the Yisod, so too the Hazar is done underneath the Chura Sikra. Ba'achatas Behema, the Hazar is done above the Chura Sikra. As the Pasuk says, Karnos, Ba'achatas Behema, the Karnos are on the top part of the Mizbeach, so therefore we learn out from there that the Hazar, Ba'achatas Behema, is done Lamala, above the Chura Sikra. Ba'achatas Behema, Nasis Lamala. Ba'achatas Behema Lamata, and Olos Ha'ov is done above the Chura Sikra. Now, by the Olos Ha'ov, there is no Hazar, there's only Mitzvah. The dam is squeezed out onto the back. That Mitzvah is done above the Chura Sikra. This is learned out from the Pasuk that says, Umalak behikter benimtza damo. Just like the Haktara is done on top of the Mizbeach, so too the Mitzvah, which is mentioned right next to the Haktara in this Pasuk, is done on the top part of the Mizbeach. While an Olos Behema is done, Lamata the Hazar of an Olos Behema is done underneath the Chura Sikra, Bimshina b'zeh v'zeh pasul. And if you change it around and do not do it in the correct way, then it's possible. In other words, if the Hazar, the Chatas Ov is done Lamala, or if the Hazar, the Chatas Behema is done Lamata, or if the Olas Ov, the Mitzui is done Lamata, or the Hazar, the Olas Behema is done Lamala, then the Korban is possible. You have to do the Hazar in the correct part of the Mizbeach. But the Malika, the Olas Ov, and the Chatas Ov can be done anywhere in the Mizbeach. Only the Hazar or the Mitzui that the Torah gives a specific place in the Mizbeach to do the Hazar. Seder Kinim Kahu. What is the Seder of Kinim? Kinim means a nest. Two birds that are brought to the Korban are called a Kan. Hachoyba Echer Chatos Ve'Echer Olos. Somebody who has to bring a Kan Chova, such as a Zav or a Zav, he has to bring two birds for a Korban. The din is that one is a Chatos and one is an Olos. And so too a Yoledet, or somebody who enters the Beit HaMikdash in the state of Tumah, or ate from Kachem in a state of Tumah, or somebody who denied knowing Edus that he really did know and he took a Shavuos Sheker to that effect, or somebody who took a Shavuos Bitur that was also B'Sheker. All these people, they can't afford to bring a behemoth as a korban. They bring instead birds for a korban. These are also Kanei Chova, and they would bring one for a Chatzos and one for an Olah. The Nedarim U'Nedavah is Kulan Olah. But if somebody brings birds of the korban for a Neder or for a Nedavah, in such a case, if you bring two birds, they're both olos. As you cannot bring a chatas for a neder or a nedava, a chatas can only be brought from a chuyis to bring the chatas. A zeu neder. Ha'aymeh harei alai olos. What's considered a neder? Somebody takes upon himself to bring an olos. He says, I will bring an olos. A zeu nedava. What's considered a nedava? Ha'aymeh harei zu olos. He says on a specific bird that this bird should be an olos. Ma be nedarim le nedava. What is the difference between a neder and a nedava? If somebody makes a neder and he sets aside a certain bird to be brought as his korban to fulfill its neder, if that bird dies or is stolen, he's responsible to replace it. He has to bring a different bird in its place. Since he made a neder and took upon himself to bring a korban, he has to bring a korban in any case. It doesn't help that he set one aside. If he didn't bring it yet and it got lost or got stolen or died, he would have to replace it. When the davos made to a nignavu ain't chayavim b'achor yisum. By a nedava, somebody says harezu ola, and it dies or is stolen, he's not responsible to replace it, but he didn't make an edit, he didn't take upon himself to bring a korban. He just said that this animal or this bird should be a korban. So therefore, calls on that it's alive, he brings it. But if it dies or it's stolen, he would not be responsible to replace it since he didn't make an edit.
Second kingdom paragalif mission of Bayez chantash and a darva for ola. Somebody who has a chatas ha'ov, and it got mixed in with an olas ha'ov. We don't know which one is a chatas ha'ov, or which one is an olas ha'ov. Va'ola b'chatas. Somebody has an olas ha'ov, and it got mixed in with chatas ha'ov. We don't know which is which. Afilu echad beribo, even if it was only one chatzos ov that got mixed in with 10,000 olos ov, or one olos ov that got mixed in with 10,000 chatzos ov, yomusu kulam. All these birds had to be put to death. They cannot be brought to the korban, since a chatzos ov has a different din than an olos ov, like we saw in the previous Mishnah. A chatzos ov da'azah is done lamata underneath the chuda sikra, while the olos ov, the mitri adam, the squeezing out of the dam and the mizbeach is done lamala above the chuda sikra. Since we don't know which one is which, we don't know whether to do the azar or the mitzvah above the chuda sikra or underneath the chuda sikra. So therefore, we cannot bring any of them as a korban, because the Mishnah has said, "Imshina b'zeh b'zeh pasul." If you do the azar in the wrong place, the korban is pasul. So therefore, since we don't know where to do the azar, they are all put to death, and none of them could be brought as a korban, even though it was only one chatzos that got mixed in with 10,000 olos. If we don't say that it's pasul b'rov, the reason being is that Bali Chaim Chashibi below Batli, animals or birds that are Bali Chaim are Chashiv and are not Batul Barok. Chata Shenit Arva Bechoba. Ein Kasher Ela Kaminin Chato Shebechoba. Somebody who has a Chata Sa'ov and it got mixed up with a Kan Choba. For example, a Zabar or Zabar that has to bring two birds. One a Chata and one a Ola. Those two birds are called a Kan. He had this kind of two birds, and he didn't specify which one of the two birds would be brought to the chatas, and which one would be brought as an ola. And the chatas of got mixed up with those two birds. The din is that you can only bring the amount of chatos that there are in the chova. For example, if the chatas of got mixed up with one kan chova, where the amount of chatos that are brought from one kan chova is one. As from a kan chova, two birds are brought, one a chatas and one a ola. So now that this chatas got mixed in with this one kan chova, only one chatas can be brought from these three birds. The reason being is that even though there are two chatos over here and one ola, but we cannot bring two chatos, because maybe the second chatas that we bring from this kan did not come from the chatas that got mixed up with this kan. Instead, it came from the second bird of the kan chova, and you can't bring two chatos from a kan chova as a kan chova as one chatas and one ola. So therefore, you can only bring one chatas. If you bring one chatas, you can't go wrong. Because if you brought the chatas from the chatas oath, it got mixed up with the kan, so that's fine. That was a chatas oath. And if you brought the chatas oath from the kan chova, that's also fine. That there's one chatas in a kan chova. But if you bring two chatos, maybe the second chatas that you took was from the other bird in the kan chova, and the other bird of the kan chova has to be an ola. The kan chova is a chatas or an ola. So therefore, you can bring only one chatas from these three birds. And you can't bring any ola at all from these three birds. As even though in a kan chova there's one chatas and one ola, but maybe when you take a bird to bring it as an ola, you would take the chatas ova that got mixed in with the kan. And the chatas ova cannot be brought as an ola. So therefore, from these three birds, only one of them would be kasher. The korban, you would take one bird, bring it as a chatas, do the hazal, lamata, and the other two birds would have to be put to death. B'chein ola sh'nedar b'chova ain't kasher. Ela kaminyan olo sheba chova. So too, the same thing would be true in olos ovs that got mixed in with a kan chova. A kan that a zav or zava brings for a chov, that one of the chatas and one is an ola, and he didn't specify which one of the chatas and which one is an ola, and the olos ovs got mixed up with the kan. The same thing is true. You can only bring the amount of olos that there are in the kan chova. If it got mixed in with one kan chova, you could bring one ola. If the olos ovs got mixed in with two kine chova from two zavin, then you could bring two olos. For the same reason that we said before, if you bring more olos than there are kine chova, maybe the second ola that you bring was from the kan chova, and a kan chova has to be one ola and one chatas. It can't be two olos, so therefore you can only bring the amount of olos that there are in the kine chova. Bein shachova maruba v'hanedava mimuetet, bein shahanedava maruba v'hachova mimuetet, bein shasteyem shavos. This thing that we said, that a chatas ov or an olos ov got mixed in with kine chova, you can only bring the amount of chatos or olos that there are in the kine chova. That thing is true whether the chova is meruba and the nedava is muat. For example, one olos ov got mixed up with a lot of kine chova, that the people who are bringing the kine chova didn't specify which one is the ola and which one is the chatas, that the din would be you can only bring the amount of olos that there are in the kine chova. If there are 10 kine chova, then you could bring 10 olos in such a case that an olos ov got mixed up with the 10 kine chova. And that thing also is true. If the nedava is meruba and the chova is muad, for example, you have 10 olos ov that got mixed in with one kan chova, the thing would be true that we said that you can only bring the amount of olos that there are in the kinei chova. So in this case, the 10 olos of olos that are nedava got mixed in with one kan chova, you can only bring one ola from this whole mixture of birds. And since from a kan chova there's only one ola, if you bring a second ola, maybe you're taking the second bird from the kan chova, which has to be a chatas. You can bring only one ola, and you can't bring any chatas at all. As maybe when you take a bird to bring it as a chatas, you would take from the ola that got mixed in with the kan. And this din is also true if they're both shavos, if they're equal, if the same amount of nedava got mixed in with kinei chova, the same thing would be true. You can only bring the amount of olos or chatas as there are in the kinei chova.